you guys. Welcome to the Rise and Shine podcast. Today, I'm so excited to talk about two words that are totally going to transform how you experience your life. And I think this is going to come by total surprise to you. And I hope that you will try this out because I know that when you do, you will see such a shift in your own life. So grab you something that you love to drink. I'm having iced coffee. I've got Stella Girl here assisting with me today, so you may hear her in the background. But sit back and relax, or go grab a load of laundry that you need to fold and hit two birds with one stone. But I really hope that you enjoy today's show, and it just brings so much value to your life. Thanks for being here. Okay, so I have to tell you where the idea for this episode came from. So last night, I was making supper, and so our kitchen area is very open, and we have like our kitchen, and then there's like a dining room off to the side that we call our coffee room. It's like one big room. And so we gather in there like 90% of the time. Like, we are rarely in our living room at all. Usually everybody's just in the coffee room / kitchen area. And so I was sitting there at the bar, like cutting something up, I think, for supper, and Oak was sitting there. And Micah just came in the door from work, and you guys can probably hear Stella sucking on her passy. But anyways, Oak goes, "Mommy, what are we going to do tomorrow?" That's his thing. He always wants to know, like, what are we doing the next day? And I said, tomorrow morning we have to go get groceries. And Mike, my husband, he goes, "You get to go get groceries tomorrow." I said, "Yeah," I said, "actually, you're absolutely right. Like, tomorrow we get to go get the groceries." And I was just thinking, I've been thinking about that ever since. He probably doesn't even know that it like stuck with me, but I've been thinking about that ever since, because this month with my coach, we are focusing on abundance, and abundance in like our thoughts around our relationships, our time, our money, basically like it just in abundance in our life. And how our thoughts really determine how we experience our life and the richness of it and the fullness of it. Because our thoughts are really our interpretation of our life when it comes down to it. And that's probably a whole nother podcast episode I should do. But anyway, so I've been thinking about this, because last night when I said that, "Oh, we have to get groceries tomorrow," I wasn't saying it like, "Oh, tomorrow we have to go get the groceries." But I still said the words "have to," like, "tomorrow we have to go do this," instead of saying, "you know what, tomorrow we get to go get the groceries." And in just thinking about, like, when I say it both ways, like, there's just a different weight to, like, what I'm saying. When I say, like, "we get to go get the groceries," well, first of all, "have to," it just implies that it's just, like, a part of the to-do list. It's just something that I just have to do, right? Like, almost like as in, like, part of your day that you're, like, I'm just kind of going to like skip over it. And then when it's done, then I can do the other things that I want to do. Right. Or it's just kind of like a, almost honestly, like we want to just skip over our day. I hadn't really thought about that way till just now, but it's, you kind of really skip over that part. Right. You're like, well, when we get after that part, then we'll get to the good part. Right. But when you say like, "we get to go get groceries," that implies that like going to get the groceries, that like, that is a gift. There's like gratitude in that, that you're like, the fact that like we can, for one, praise the Lord for grocery pickup. Can I get an amen? But like, you know, that we are able to just go and like pick up our groceries, that we are able to pay for our groceries, that we have food to go pick up, that we get to like fill our fridge with food that is going to like nourish and give our family like energy. It's going to fuel us. And so like, it really is something that we totally, or I shouldn't assume this for you as well, but that I totally take for granted and overlook because it's just something that I have to do. Right. But when we rephrase it and like, this is something that I get to do today, like today I get to go get the groceries. That like it, I don't know if you can like tell, I hope you can tell a difference like listening and even when you think about it in your own mind, that you can like feel, like I can feel a physical difference in my body when I say it both ways. When I say we get to go to groceries tomorrow and I say we have to go to the groceries. And so I've been thinking, because we're working on abundance this month, and I've also been like really kind of like hyper focused in on what my thoughts are. So like every day I've been doing like a thought download of sorts and really taking note of like what is going on in my head? What are the things that I'm thinking about? Like, are there, if there's things that are like causing me stress, like it's probably because of how I'm thinking about the thing. And so, but like being very aware of all of that. And so I've been like writing down every day my thoughts and like working through them and being like, you know, why is this thing making me feel stressed? Why am I feeling blah about my day? Why am I, even like the grocery scenario, you guys, why am I feeling blah about having to go to the groceries tomorrow? Why is that a problem? It's not a problem. It's like actually like a huge blessing that we're able to go get the groceries, right? That we have a car that like gets us there safely. It's 30 miles for us to go pick up groceries one way. And so, but that we have like a car that can like, that's reliable and that can get us there safely, that we can ride in the air conditioning. We're not having to be like in the heat on the way there, that I'm able to just go pick them up. That I don't have to physically go into the store and to get my groceries. Like someone brings them and puts them in my car. An actual human loads these groceries into my car. Like what in the world? Right. And then I don't have to even get my kids out, and I'm able to like then come home. And to top it off, I listened to my coach on the way there and on the way back. And so like I was able to like use that time to like fuel my heart and my soul and my mind. And so it's just like it's all such a gift, but it's all in how we choose to look at it. And I truly believe that how we experience our life comes down, like it comes down to our thoughts. The thoughts we are thinking totally determine how you experience your life. And if you're going through life just having to do X, Y, Z, or needing to do X, Y, and Z, instead of being like, I get, or shoulding yourself, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, I should be X, Y, Z. Like we are robbing ourselves of like the richness and the fullness and all the gifts and all the miracles that this life has to offer and that our days have to offer. Like, what if you were actually able to like fully experience what each day had for you and to see the beauty of all of it? Imagine how like full your life would be. And here's the kicker, is it's not like we have to have these like fairy tale lives. Right? Like, it's not like that. It doesn't mean everything always goes great. It doesn't mean that everything like goes perfectly. It's smooth sailing, that there's no problems, that there's no conflict, that there's no heartbreak, that there's no heartache, that there's no pain. Like, it doesn't mean that, because everybody has that. Every single person on this earth has that, because we live in a fallen world, right? Like, there will be pain. There will be trouble. Like, that is just the truth of the matter. But we do not have to let that control us. We do not have to let that control us. That is a choice, right? If it is controlling you, it's because we're allowing it to control us. And so we get to decide how we show up for our days. We get to decide how we want to live them. And the thing about it is when you like decide to actually like fully own your life and experience your life like to your greatest ability and really be able to like fully grasp like the capacity of your life, like all of it, there is like something about you that changes. There's a shift that happens. And when that happens, like it doesn't just affect you, it positively impacts every single person in your life and that you interact with. And talk about like giving a tremendous gift to someone else. Think about just like giving the people in your home that gift, your spouse that gift. Like this week, since I've been like, I mean, really focused in on my thoughts, you guys, so much so that I'm like, dang, I've got a lot of like stinking thinking going on. Like, because I've been so aware and I've been working so hard on it, we have had an incredible week. Like, it's Friday. I'm recording this on a Friday. Y'all will listen to it on Monday. But, like, we've had an incredible week and we've had so much fun. And you know the ironic thing is this week, my nanny, aka my mom, has been out of town, like, across the country. And I've had no help. I'm like working on getting back into the work groove after 8 weeks of maternity rest, which has been incredible. And like slowly easing myself back into kind of my work rhythm and figuring out like, or honestly, not even figuring out, but just trying to think through like, what does my work rhythm look like this fall? Like, what does it look like this month? What does it look like in September? What does it look like the rest of this fall? Like, when are my work days going to be? When am I going to have my coaching clients? Like, trying to like kind of figure all of that out. And so there's been like a lot going on and a lot going through my head. Like, I've been trying to like figure that out. Like, beginning of the month for my Young Living business is always really busy, like in the best way. There's just a lot going on and a lot of ways that I get to pour into and serve my team, like at the beginning of every month, like planning things for like the month ahead. And so like it was a busy week. And so for me to be able to tell you like we've had an incredible week, like that just like goes, I think that just like goes to show and like totally speaks for like the power of our thoughts. Like the quality of your thoughts are going to determine the quality of how like of your life experience. Like if you are sitting here going, oh my gosh, like I have the best life. Like I love my life. I love the people in my life. And that is something that you have complete control over. It doesn't mean you don't need anything from anybody. You don't need like all of a sudden your spouse to start cooking dinner every night, although that would be amazing, right? But like you don't need any of those things. Like it's just whether or not you're willing to own your thoughts and willing to do the work that it takes to work on yourself. And so I think a very to bring this back around, okay, let me bring it back around and tighten a bow for you, but I think that an easy way to start that, because if you're like, maybe you're like, Lindy, I'm like so new to this whole thought journey. And if you're wondering like where this even originates from, what it goes back to, it goes back to Romans 12, 2. Like you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You want to transform your life? You renew your mind. You renew your mind. You captivate those thoughts that are not serving you, that are not even true, you guys. The enemy loves to speak lies in our ears on repeat, and he uses the same tricks over and over and over again, and he knows exactly how to get to us, right? But he loves to speak those lies to us, and they aren't even true, even though they feel so true, you guys, a lot of the time, slash most of the time. They're not actual truth. But like that is where we have to captivate those thoughts and actually shine them up to the light, right? Take them out of darkness into the light and look at them for what they are and be like, you know what, actually this isn't truth, but this is what is true, right? I will be transformed by the renewing of my mind. And as a man thinks in his heart, so is he, right? If I think, oh my gosh, like I'm so stressed. How am I gonna get all these things done? I'm so overwhelmed. I have no idea how to do this. I don't know what I'm doing. On and on and on and on. How will I ever get all of these things done? What are you gonna be? Stressed and overwhelmed, and you're gonna feel like a hot mess. But instead, if you're like, whoa, hang on, this is stressing me out. These thoughts are not serving me. What is actual truth? Actual truth is, I am here right now for a reason. I'm exactly where I am supposed to be. None of this comes as a surprise to God, and He equips me with every single step that I take throughout my day. That's truth. Right? And so, like, just beginning to question kind of everything. But I think that, like, so, like, that is, I mean, that is what the last couple of years has been for me, is like realizing that and being like, whoa, like I was just having a conversation with, I don't want to go off too far on a tangent here, but I was just having a conversation with some women this afternoon. And so I do coaching calls for my Young Living brand partners every couple of weeks is my goal. We kind of like you're getting back into the groove. And it is like, seriously, I love these women so much. And it is such a gift to be able to work with them and to pour into them. And I learn so much from them. And they are like, it brings me so much joy and it makes me so proud of them because they have decided that they are like, you know what? I'm not going to settle. I'm going to live this life as the highest version of myself, and I'm going to fully embrace this journey and the process of becoming that. And they are just like, you guys, like I just you can tell how I talk with them. Like I'm so proud of them. So proud of them. And now I've got to remember where I was going with this. But I was talking to one of the ladies on there today, and we were talking about, she was sharing something that she was kind of like struggling with. And I told her, and we'll use my code name Amy. I'm going to try to remember to stick with the Amy. I think last time I forgot. I don't remember what who, I think the code name was Amy. Maybe it was Sarah. I don't remember. But I was like, okay, so here's the deal. So your situation that we were working through, I was like, it's totally neutral. You could have two different Amys. Amy, who sits down and is like, I have no idea how to do this. I feel stupid. I feel dumb. I cannot figure this out. I'm just going to throw in the towel and quit. Okay. She's like learning a whole bunch of new things right now. And we could have another Amy that is, you know, that she sits down and she's like, oh my gosh, I have no idea how to do this. I've actually never done this before, but I can figure this out. I have an incredible opportunity to learn new skills. And I know that I'm right here for a reason. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. And there's a reason why I'm learning this new thing. Like, I wonder what God has for me. Same situation, same person, same skill set, same past, same experiences, all the things. But two totally different ways of looking at the exact same circumstance. And so I think that oftentimes, like, that is our life. And we just have to decide how we want to show up and how we want to experience it. Do we want to be a victim of our life and just kind of go through the motions and settle and be unhappy and, you know, think that everything and everyone else is the problem? Or do we actually want to own our life and decide that we indeed are in charge of our own emotional health and the thoughts that we think, like we have complete control over that. And deciding to captivate those thoughts that do not serve us and renew our minds and be super intentional about the stories that we let in and what we choose to believe and actually, you know, rooting ourselves and our lives in truth. Like, though, that's a decision that we get to make. And so I think that a really easy way to do that, if you're like, whoa, this is a whole new concept. I've never even considered this before. Like that was me when I first heard this. So like you're not alone on a boat somewhere in the middle of the ocean. But like an easy way to kind of like dip your toe into this, I think, is to pay attention this next week to how many times you say you have to do something. And when you do that, think, whoa, hang on. I don't have to do this. I get to do this. And pay attention to how different that feels in your body. And also, like, what action that leads you to take and how it changes, like, how you're actually doing things, how you experience your life. That would be a super cool experiment for you to kind of do on yourself this week. And now that I've said that, you're going to become like hyper aware of when other people use the word have to, too. And so that's something that I'm really working on myself is like, I don't have to do it. Like, I get to do that. And so while I'm focusing on abundance this month and really working on that in all areas of my life, that is one small step that I'm taking that I know is going to make a huge impact in my life, and how I experience my life. And I know that it will do the same for you as well. So thank you so much for tuning in today. And I would love to hear your stories and just like how this impacts you and the change that you notice. And so go find me on Instagram. I'm lindy.goodman, and I seriously love connecting with you guys there. So do not ever hesitate to reach out, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day.